Thanks for joining us. My name is Rory McCann. I am the Director of Marketing with Life Science Nation. I'm joined today by Life Science Nation CEO, Dennis Ford. Dennis, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Rory.
It's a pretty exciting time for LSN right now. It's been a pretty busy summer. And that's because it's been over 2 years since RESI was an in-person event. That's the Redefining Early Stage Investment Partnering event that's been going on for a decade. And we're finally back after over 2 years. So Dennis, why don't you give us a lowdown of what we can really expect from RESI Boston? What is RESI bringing back that made it so popular? And what are maybe some new features that you can highlight for us?
COVID surfaced and on a global scale around March 2020, and we wound up having to reschedule our RESI European Paris event. We had to figure out what the heck to do. And so we went digital, and then we started doing digital RESIs for the next 2 years. And so now we're really happy to finally come back and with a live event. And this live event is, you know, really a big deal because number one, Boston is our hometown for Life Science Nation. Boston has a ton of strategic partners from investors, licensing partners, lots of incubators and accelerators and startup companies all over the place in Cambridge and Boston. So we're going to get probably about 400 investors and about 400 fundraising CEOs. This is really the first time that we've been able to bring our, you know, matched partnering event back live, and it's going to be at the Westin Copley, and it's going to be a really exciting time, and we're really looking forward to getting back into the groove.
That is really exciting, and I really like what you said about coming back to the hometown. I feel like it's very fitting for LSN to pick RESI back up kind of where it all started and also where there's so much movement right now. What are some changes that have really taken place with RESI? How has RESI really improved in the last, you know, 2+ years? LSN has done a lot of work to really make it work in a digital age for virtual partnering. So what's going to be different about RESI Boston? What does that hybrid format look like?
You're right on the hybrid format. So this isn't just the face-to-face. The first 2 days, the 21st and the 22nd, are face-to-face at the Westin Copley. And then the third day is a pure digital. So lots of things have changed. Like a lot of people, investors especially, they've gotten extremely comfortable just going virtually and meeting people virtually and being able to do introductions and start to get to know their potential partners using Zoom and going digital. It's going to work out fine. But, you know, the thing that's really different about RESI that has always been different is, you know, number one, we really vet the investors. They have to be qualified investors that have money. They have portfolio companies and they're looking to expand their portfolio. They're either opportunistic, meaning they're looking for really cool technology, or they have a theme that they're really sticking to. You know, they really know what they want. So, and then the licensing folks, the pharma and the big biotech folks, they all have, you know, very distinctive themes of exactly what they want. We're a lot different in the fact that broker dealers and iBanks and fundraising consultants, they don't get to sign up as a investor and get their free ticket and then wind up selling their services. You know, because we have a database of early stage investors and licensing partners, we're able to keep all of the profiles really current. And so when you go to a RESI conference, you're going to find that all the profiles are filled out and that when you do a search on with our partnering software, you're going to be able to get all of the companies that are a fit for your stage of development in your product set. And these are going to be licensing partners and pure capital investors. And there's nobody that's selling you their broker-dealer services or their iBank services or their consulting services. You're going to be matched with partners that are a fit for you. And, you know, we've really honed that down in the last 2 years. And, you know, we have a global network of investors from Pacific Rim to Europe to North America that, you know, has stuck with us through the the COVID years, and they're still with us as we surface again.
That's so important that not only that Resi keeps the momentum of what it does well, the investor profiles, the quality of the attendees in the programming, but also that it really moves with the times and really develops in a way that works well for its community, which in this case is purely in person and then purely virtual, and giving people the opportunity to participate in the way that works best for them. So speaking of the network with Resi, who can we expect to see there? Who are some new faces? Tell us a little bit more about what attendees can expect from Resi.
We've got companies from Korea. We have a big incubator called Shinhan that's bringing, I think, 11 or so companies over. We have all of our local players, incubators and accelerators. We've been working, you know, a long time with the National Institute of Health, and you know, they have a big footprint at Resi this year. We have like 25 companies coming from the National Institute of Aging, where we're doing a two-day immersion class before Resi, where we're really helping them train their early stage aging applications across drugs, devices, diagnostics, and digital health. Just really, you know, start to see what's going on in the marketplace and how to prepare to be and launch your entrepreneurial company. And then we have some folks from the National Institute of Heart, Lung, and Blood that are bringing some startups. And we've been working really closely with the NIH Seed Group, which really kind of coordinates all of the entrepreneurs in NIH, and they're sending a lot of folks that are ready to leave the NIH with their first institutional rounds of seed, Series A or Series B. We have McDermott, Will, and Emery, who's been a partner of us for a really long time, and you know, they're one of the premier life science law firms in the world. They really are great at putting on early stage workshops and panels, and they're great at helping startups to understand, you know, the legal landscape and how to navigate through different business relationships and different stages of the due diligence and things like that. So, you know, McDermott, Will, and Emery are there. First Republic Bank has been with us this year, and they have an outstanding program for early stage life science companies that really help them develop and grow their relationship. FRB has developed an amazing ecosystem for life science companies to leverage and take advantage of. So all sorts of programs, all sorts of companies that are early stage centric that you really need as part of your ecosystem. And then Eli Lilly, you know, a really big pharma player here in North America, they're expanding their footprint into the Boston, Cambridge area. And they're seeking early stage assets around gene and RNA therapeutics, as well as diabetes and obesity. And they're going to be bringing a bunch of their venture folks and a lot of their scientists. So it's going to be a really compelling conference. And, you know, we love the fact that Boston is teeming with startups, and there is a ton of opportunities in the Boston area. And so they're going to be part of this big event that we do on Thursday night, where we'll be featuring, you know, the different neighborhoods of Boston as far as cuisine goes. And we're going to have a lot of things going on. So this Resi conference is a big deal to us, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So we encourage anybody who would like to attend to reach out and go check out what's going on.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. And I definitely think throwing a party and inviting, you know, the life science community of Boston to celebrate is really fitting for really what Boston and the world has really gone through. And we definitely want to show our support for these early stage companies and their partners in the Boston area. As far as the Resi program goes, there's a lot of exciting programs going on.
The IPC event is really interesting from a couple of perspectives. You know, Resi is different than any other partnering conference because, you know, we don't really have a lot of talking heads, and we're really just focused on partnering and capital investment and licensing deals. And so it's really different. And as a result of that, you know, we've always had this strange ratio of 50% fundraising CEOs and 50% capital investors and licensing partners. And it, you know, and it really sticks that way. So like the IPC, we have like, you know, almost 60 companies that are, that will be pitching to, you know, panels of investors over the 2 days live. And so, you know, a panel typically has 4 or 5 investors on it. And so, you know, when you just do the math, that's, you know, we got 60 investors and 60 CEOs and across drugs, devices, diagnostics, and digital health. And, you know, these IPC CEOs, they go up there and they've got a dedicated web page. They've given all the information to the investors and licensing partners. So these guys are basically sitting up there for 3 minutes getting doing their pitch. And then for the 7 minutes, they're getting grilled and questions are being asked by the capital investors and the licensing partners. And so you really get to see like super insightful, super targeted, loaded questions coming their way from the investor panels and partnering panels. You know, this is a great chance for people to, you know, really see what it's like to be prepared. You get to see 60 CEOs pitching and, you know, in like all the work that they've done to prepare. And, you know, if you're not quite ready to raise money and you're in the technology mode or, you know, getting your company off the ground and you really want to see what it's like for your future, you can go to the RESI conference, you can look at these IPC participants, and you can see really see where you're going to be as a CEO and how they handle themselves and how they present themselves and how they do their collateral. And so, you know, it's going to be great. It's just going to be a really good partnering conference. There's a lot to learn, there's a lot to see. And we wish everybody takes the time to come and visit us on the 21st through the 23rd at the Westin Copley in Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really exciting. And no two Rosies are alike. So if anyone's listening and they've been on the fence about whether or not Resi's a good fit for them, I encourage you to reach out to resi@lifesciencenation.com and get involved. Find out more at resiconference.com. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Roy.